Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bazdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Okay, let's get to that opening report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is our winter AM 580 Fund Drive, and we thank those agricultural supporters who have already contributed. Thus far, we received more than $20,000 in support of our radio service, and that's a great start. But now we're asking our agricultural listeners to help keep program quality high. Listener contributions are the largest and part of our support base, and today you can keep a program like this opening market report on the air serving your agricultural needs. Do your part by calling with your $40 subscription now at 217-244-9455. And joining me in Pledge Central is Rita Schulte. And Rita, we have just a few calls to get to meet some significant challenges.
Yes, indeed. We only need 5 more calls to reach the challenge from Betsy Hendrick this morning. She will add $300 to our pledge total when we encourage 35 supporters of WILL to call in this morning with a pledge of support. And we only need 5 more calls on that challenge. And, you know, there's also another generous donor, Chuck and Rennie Ehler of Rural Champaign. They rely on the Ag Service, and they will add another $400 to our total if we can hear from 50 folks who support the Ag Service. If you're farming, if you are in agribusiness, if you're a trader of some variety, call us now and let us know that you support the service and help us meet this challenge from Chuck and Rennie Ehler.
Your call now at 217-244-9455 is worth $700 to our agricultural services as well as our AM 580 services. Go to your phones now. Give us a call. Do your part with your $40 subscription. 217-244-9455.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Let's check how prices fare in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. Kansas City March wheat open at 4:11 down 2 on the open. July 4:12 down 1. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade open at 3:52, up a quarter on the open. May 3:62 down 1 1/4. July 3:71 1/2 down 1 1/2. December 3:93 1/2 down 2 1/4. March corn open at 2:17 3/4 down 1/4. May 2:28 down 1/2. July 2:36 down 1. December 2:54 down 1/2 on the open. March oats 1:84 down 4 3/4 on the open. March soybeans 5:72 1/2 down 1 1/2 on the open. May 5:86 down 2. July 5:96 1/2 down 2. November 6:09 down 2 on the open. March soybean meal 1:76 down 70 on the open. May 1:79 1/20 down 30. March soybean oil 22:25 down 3 on the open. May 22:66 down 7. Over on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle opened at 108.10, up 12 1/2 on the open. May 109.30 down 5. February live cattle 91.90, the open there down 7 1/2. April at 89.85, up 7 1/2. February lean hogs 56.97 1/2, up 35. April 62.10, up 35. May 67.10, up 2 1/2. June 68.95, up 7 1/2. And February pork bellies open at 76.80, and they were down 60 on the open. Let's go ahead and bring Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services into our conversation. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Want to ask you, before we get too wound up with the analysis, what do people who work with you who hear the radio station say about the service?
Well, they love it, and they're good, loyal listeners, and it goes, you know, a long ways, clear, you know, almost to Evansville, Indiana, clear up to Wisconsin, western Illinois, and over to Indianapolis. So it does cover a big geographic area, and that's a good part of the listenership.
217-244-9455. We take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover Card. Now is the time to say agricultural programming is important to you. 217-244-9455. Please call the number now. Paul, you're going to be part of an Agricultural Outlook panel tomorrow evening in Clinton.
We're looking forward to it. It's a kind of a tradition. The Moore Warner people put on a wonderful program, and we're happy to be a part of it.
Another one of our services, that's tomorrow evening at 6:30 at the Clinton Public Library. No charge for you to come. No advance reservations required. Paul Cooley, Kurt Kimmel, and Bill Mayer all on the panel. Get your agricultural questions answered. Let's go ahead and check in with you, Paul, and ask if the current Paul Cooley trend analysis gauge has begun to turn for corn.
Well, the trend is still up. You know, as long as it stays above about 213.5, the trend is up. We did see a pretty good sell-off yesterday. The commodity funds lightened the boat. It started over in the metals market and crude oil and worked its way over into the Chicago Board of Trade commodities. A couple things we have to say is that commodities were pricey. You know, Glenn Ring even pointed out on Commodity Week that corn and soybeans were very, very bullish, and even it cracked the whip a little bit, and we did see some price sell-off. You know, the big factor here is that we are also Thursday morning we're going to see a supply-demand report by the USDA, and their general impression is that it's going to reaffirm that we do have pretty big carryovers of corn, soybeans, and wheat. The feeling is the soybeans will be raised substantially.
Do you think then that March lead option beans could, off of that report, hold its support line at 563.5?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the beans are going to be a reluctant mover and dropper here in the marketplace. Our general impression is we think that soybeans can go substantially lower, but there is this weather premium. This is this index premium that's built in these commodity markets that a person does have to watch. The one commodity market that is in a downtrend is soybeans. The computer says that it has, as long as it stays below 595.5, the trend is lower. My general impression is that if we would see a 25 to 30 million bushel increase in carryover and possibly a little more rain in the forecast for Rio Grande do Sul, we're going to see that market test that possibly even this week.
Want to go out to Rita Schulte back in Pledge Central and get the latest update on where we're standing on that challenge.
We only need three more callers on the challenge, Dave. That's a great showing of support. We'd like to say thank you to each and every one of them because that will add $300 to our pledge total when we get to 35 calls, and we're only three calls short of that. You showed me something interesting, that a pledge of $100 is roughly the value of a third of an acre of soybeans will support 1 hour of ag programming. I never really thought about it in terms of the value that someone gets from a soybean sale. That's because it costs us about that to provide an hour of programming here on WILL. So your help on meeting the challenge from Betsy Hendrick will help us pay for 3 hours of programming all by itself. 217-244-9455. And Rennie and Chuck Ehler's challenge for $400 to bring out the ag supporters will help pay for 4 hours of programming. Now, we still need two more calls. We've got caller number 33. We need caller number 34 and 35 before we meet this challenge.
And there's another line. Mm-hmm. That might be the next phone call for that challenge, 217-244-9455. Be the one that puts us over the top. Pick up that phone right now with your $40 pledge. We take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover Card. If you would like to contribute at that one-third of an acre of soybean level, that would be grand, too. That would support 1 hour of agricultural programming here at this radio station. But do it now, 217-244-9455. Paul, let's go ahead and look at the corn for a bit. And you say the trend is certainly still up, but the amount of corn that is out there is still huge. A lot of it still in the hands of producers. And I'm wondering, over the longer haul, 30 to 60 days, can corn continue in an uptrend?
Well, we also noticed overnight that there's some of the bird flu issues in China as well as Iraq. We also understand that China has put out a tender to export some additional corn. The verdict will be in some late March on just how big the corn acreage is going to be in soybeans as well. Our general opinion is that the monumental task of moving this 2.4 billion bushels of corn into the marketplace is going to be substantial. The weather this summer is also going to be extremely volatile, and as well as the volatility, if there is any dry weather, is going to be very extreme. I generally think that the corn market is adequately priced in here at this price level, but at the same time, I don't really sense that we're going to go and test, let's say, this 213 level here in the next 30 days. I think it's going to be more in that end of March time frame when we actually get the acreage report and see if we do get any substantial rainfall in the western wheat area.
You mentioned that acreage report. About a month ago, USDA's chief economist said that he thought that there wasn't going to be significant differences in the acreage this time around. And yesterday we looked at the brand new ag budget that came out, and it's projecting the 2006-07 corn planted acres at 80.5 million. That would be a drop of just 1.1 million acres from last year. And, of course, the trade has been talking anywhere between 2 and, well, I don't know, 3.5 million acres. What do you make of this?
Well, I kind of agree with the USDA. I don't think it's going to be substantial. And I tell you what, it's the price levels have rallied significantly since the Informa people put out their information. This GRIP crop insurance program is, I think, encouraging people to continue to raise corn. Our general impression is that the corn acreage is still going to be up because that's where the big gross dollars come from the Freedom to Farm measure, is that. We also think that the continued talk about big budget cuts in the future from agriculture really doesn't serve, you know, production agriculture too much because, you know, the one way to solve this energy problem is ethanol, and a good, stable agricultural community is important. So we hope the budget cutting isn't too big and, you know, bring stability to agriculture because that's very important.
What about your analysis over at the Merck?
The Mercantile Exchange, a couple things. The April hogs look a little pricey in relation to cash, so there has to be a monumental price adjustment in that market. Also, the cattle continue to struggle in here. We really don't see cattle going much lower near term. One of the commodity spreads that everybody's looking at here in the next 2 weeks is buying June cattle, selling August. Historically, that's a very good seasonal spread. I think the big factor in the livestock industry here, too, is that if they get rains in the winter wheat growing area, that'll stabilize at least the feeder cattle market.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Have a nice one.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For more information, call 866-837-9027.
Let's go back out to Pledge Central and Rita Schulte, who's been madly figuring out, tabulating where we stand on these important challenges. Rita?
Well, it looks like we have met the challenge from Betsy Hendrick this morning. I think we have gotten caller number 35. It's still on the phone right there. But there's plenty of space left on our table for anybody who wants to make a contribution. We've gotten three more calls from Ag Pleasures, and we'd like to say thank you to a couple in Champaign, and someone from Vincennes, Indiana called in. We'd like to say thank you to our Indiana listeners who appreciate ag programming, and Donovan, Illinois, the Zabel family appreciates ag programming, and the Eilers, as we'd like to reiterate that challenge, will add $400 if we can hear from 50 supporters of ag programming here in during the fund drive. And 217-244-9455 is the number to call.
Let's finish strong this morning in support of these challenges. You know, it seems as though not a month goes by when we receive word of yet another radio station around the country reducing or eliminating agricultural services. But here at AM 580, we continue to buck that trend. We've actually added agricultural programming and services that you can't get anywhere else. For example, our popular weekly ag e-letter taken by 1,700 of you now gives you the facts you need to make smart marketing decisions. We've expanded our web-based radio on-demand service so you won't have to miss this timely analysis that we air every day here on AM 580. But it is your dollars that make that all possible. Make it possible for us to keep you up to date and well-informed so you can make those smart marketing decisions. The phone lines are open. Now is the time with your call. The number 217-244-9455, or go online at our secure web service, WILLpledge.org. Again, we take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover Card. Now's the time to say agricultural programming is important to you. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. And just one quick update out to Pledge Central with Rita.
Hey, Dave. We have got, I believe we have got 25 calls in on the Eiler Challenge. And we have indeed met the challenge from Betsy Hendricks. So that's very exciting. And we are right now, we're working on a dollar update, but I can tell you that we are over $21,000.
Thank you very much, Rita. And thank you to all of our supporters who contributed this morning for both of those challenges. AM 580 Agriculture does thank you. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.